Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, to Puerto Rico, where reality is setting in 6 days after Hurricane Maria delivered her knockout punch, taking out the power grid, flooding streets, the Guajataca Dam on the west coast is near failure. The National Weather Service urged those living nearby to stay away or be swept away. There aren't enough generators, and there's little fuel for them. Food. Puerto Rico's agriculture secretary says the storm destroyed about 80% of the island's crops. Fields of plantains, yams, corns, all gone. Let's get the view from one resident. Winnie Escobar is staying with friends in San Juan. Her home is in Guaynabo, just to the south. She left with her husband and two daughters, 16 and 20, because she's been hearing of carjackings. We've got her on a rare cell phone. Winnie, how's your home?
Right now, I don't know. I haven't been back because it was not secure to be there.
Yeah.
With no power, no water, and, you know, people getting into the houses.
Well, you've said a lot there. I mean, no water because the water pumps can't run because there's no power.
Except,
but people getting into houses?
Yes, there's people rubbing, getting into the houses to steal everything you have. Kids, there's no signal, so you cannot call to the police. You cannot call anywhere. So you're uncommunicated.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's some people, like, you know, even though they used to rob, so now they get better environment to do so.
They used to rob, and now they have a better environment to do so.
We got no communications through the banks, so you don't have money unless you have cash. And usually you don't carry that much cash nowadays. So tell
us more about that. I mean, are the banks open, or are you talking about you can't use ATM? The banks are not open, and you can't use ATM machines, I would imagine.
No. You cannot get, even though I try to buy some tickets for my kids to get out of the country, and the communications through banks, they're not working. So even though you get money, you don't have money unless it's cash.
How much do you have?
Right now, I got $20.
Oh, boy.
In cash.
Oh, boy.
So, and everything you buy, it has to be cash. You cannot pass your credit card, anything.
Yeah. Well, so you were trying to fly at least your daughters off the island. We understand the airport is just a mess.
And yeah, also,
yeah.
That's another thing.
Well, what are you going to do?
Try to survive around here. Last night I saw some army guys. So the curfew, as I heard, is going to start being at 7, and the National Guard and some people from the army are going to be on the streets. So I think it's going to get better. But still, we need the banks to start working, the communication start working, because otherwise, you're still surviving. In surviving mode, sometimes it's dangerous.
Dangerous, yes. Look, those that have diesel generators are trying to get fuel, some of that fuel.
That's another thing. Yeah. My grandma needs for the CPAP machine for breathing. She needs power. And she has a generator, it's a diesel, and we've been trying to look for diesel everywhere, and it's been a mess. It's been like 7 hours on a line to get diesel.
Yeah, standing on a line. Well, and hospitals are running short of fuel for their diesel generators.
Yes.
I understand some patients in hospitals are going to have to be evacuated to the mainland, U.S., for treatment. We understand some Navy ships are heading to Puerto Rico with more generators, but are you surprised there hasn't been more of a response from mainland America to you, a U.S. territory? It's been days.
Yeah, I was talking to my brother. He lives in Nashville, about that, and I was telling him that our governor is doing an amazing job. Still, we need to get things start to move because it's been 5 days. So I've seen news that they're coming, but we need them right now here. We need something going on, really going on, not it's coming.
Yeah. Well, Winnie Escobar, we wish you the very, very best. $20, I mean.
For a family of four.
Yeah, family of four. We understand, by the way, charging your phone at a hotel where there is a generated power.
That's what I am right now.
Are there food pantries? Is there? What are you going to subsist on?
I saw on the news that the Marriott has opened a community center with some water and food, so we're heading there today.
The Marriott is giving out water and food.
Yep.
All right. Well, listen, Winnie, best of luck to you, and thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.